With the general election coming November 8th, Critical Times has begun interviewing the candidates. Joshua Epstein talks with Derek Rich, a candidate for State House District 73.
State House District 73, which includes the Barrier Islands and much of the urbanized area of Sarasota County, from the Manatee County line south to Venice, is a super competitive district in an otherwise Republican area. Democrat Derek Rich, a school teacher, is challenging the incumbent, Fiona McFarland.
In 2020, just 2 years ago, stats from MCI Maps show the district as having the closest margin for any state house district in all of Florida. 49.7% of voters went for former President Donald Trump, while 49.34% of voters went for President Joe Biden. Now that you know how close this district is, let's hear from the candidates themselves. We're going to have Derek Rich on the program with us right now, and then we hope to have Fiona McFarland on with us next week. Derek, introduce yourself to the listeners. Who are you, and what made you take the jump from the classroom onto the campaign field running for State House?
Thank you so much for having me, Joshua. My name is Derek Rich, and I'm running in State House District 73. I am a proud teacher and Sarasota County native. I was born and raised in Sarasota County. And I'm running because my own representative, Fiona McFarland, she voted to cut $12 million from Sarasota County schools and Florida's record house budget because we had a mask mandate for a couple of weeks. And, you know, I'm sitting in my classroom and I'm thinking, what representative goes to Tallahassee and cuts funding from their own community's children? The bare minimum expectation for any representative, Democrat or Republican, is that you go to Tallahassee and you fight for funding for your local community. So I'm here to fight for public school funding to make sure there's a teacher in every classroom and a bus driver for every route. I'm here to prevent environmental disasters like Piney Point from ever occurring. We don't address those issues until after they become a disaster. We need to stop them before they ever get to that point. I'm here to champion affordable housing. We have a massive issue in Sarasota County and in the entire state where we don't have affordable housing. And it's because Tallahassee continues to cut the Sadowski Affordable Housing Fund. And finally, I am here to protect a woman's freedom to control her own body. You know, I have a 17-year-old sister, a 17-year-old niece, and Republicans are going to try to ban abortion in this state. And to think about an 11-year-old rape victim being forced to carry the pregnancy of her rapist to term, that is unconscionable, and it does not align with Sarasota County values.
So this past legislative session, two controversial education bills passed, HB 7, which is the Stop Woke Act, and then also HB 1557, which was the Parental Rights in Education Bill, also known as Don't Say Gay Bill. Can you talk about the impact of these two bills in the classroom?
Yeah. And look, as a teacher, I can tell you exactly what's happening. When we talk about the quote unquote parental rights bill, I've had to remove, we basically all teachers have removed their classroom library. As the school district has pretty much said, unless it is a text that has been approved by a certified library specialist, it can't be in there. And, you know, our school district is struggling with proficiency rates, especially in third grade, which is most critical. Third grade is kind of like the dividing line where if you fall behind after third grade, man, is it really hard for you to catch up. So catching kids before they fall behind in third grade is really important. And our rates of proficiency in third grade continue to decline. And removing books out of the classroom is most certainly not going to address that.
Our opponent co-sponsored HB 741. To establish new regulations for renewable energy net metering. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed House Bill 741, and the bill would have phased down the value of net metering and opened the door for utilities to add fixed charges to solar customers' bills. Where do you stand on this legislation?
So this is one of the points where I will tell I'm so glad that Governor DeSantis vetoed this legislation. Look, she's from New York. She's not from Florida. So it makes sense that she would not prioritize the solar energy that exists in the Sunshine State, if she even knows where the Sunshine State. And to basically just sell out to Florida Power and Light, when you look at her contributors, Florida Power and Light has maxed out as a contributor. She is not working for the people. I know many Republicans in this district that have solar panels on their home, and they didn't sign up for Florida Power and Light to take them to the cleaners when they are trying to do a right thing for the environment, but also for themselves. And when you take away people's ability to roll back their meter, you're taking away their economic freedom. And I don't know how you do that and justify that. And I'm very thankful that Governor DeSantis did the right thing vetoing and why she goes to Tallahassee and sells all of us out.
You've been listening to Derek Rich. Derek is challenging incumbent Representative Fiona McFarlane for the House District 73 seat in the November election. The deadline to register to vote in the upcoming election is October the 11th. This has been Joshua Epstein.